بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to Ilm Institute Arabic Volume 2 Vocabulary and Grammar. Introduction. Learn Arabic in 3 steps. As we mentioned in Volume 1, anyone can learn the Arabic language by following 3 simple steps inshallah. The 3 steps are to learn number 1, letters, number 2, words, and number 3, sentences. Letters come together to form words, then words come together to form sentences. In Volume 1, we learned letters. In Volume 2, we will focus on both words and sentences. The more words you learn and memorize, the more ability you have to form and understand sentences. However, in order to truly express your own thoughts and correctly understand others, you must learn the proper way sentences are formed. Therefore, this course will focus on vocabulary, words, and grammar, sentences, simultaneously. The further along you go regarding each of these 2 steps, the better your Arabic will be, inshallah. Words overview. A major part of learning any language is simply memorizing words. Even if you know grammar, you won't understand what is being said in a sentence without knowing what each word means. Therefore, part of this course will be memorizing vocabulary words that will then be used in sentences to teach grammar. The better you memorize each vocabulary word in each lesson, the easier it will be for you to learn the grammar involved when using those words to form sentences. Sentences overview. These lessons have been designed to make learning Arabic grammar as simple, clear, and easy as possible, inshallah. This is done by focusing on general, foundational principles and then slowly building upon each lesson as we continue forward. If you focus, understand each lesson, and complete all the exercises thoroughly, then this course will definitely help you accomplish your goal of learning the Arabic language, inshallah. Just be consistent and don't give up. So that does it for the introduction, but before moving on to lesson 1, I just want to emphasize that there is a prerequisite for this course, and that is knowing how to read. If you don't know how to read, then you can refer to Ilm Institute Arabic Volume 1. There's already an entire course available through Ilm Institute Academy that will teach you how to read, inshallah, but a major part of reading is practice. Once you know how to read, you know the different Arabic letters, then this course has been designed for you to take the next step. These lessons are loosely based on Brother Qaisar's 3-course series where he is teaching Arabic grammar. However, that course is more for intermediate students. This course, however, is designed for complete beginners. As long as you know how to read, then inshallah, we're going to take it 1 step at a time. We're going to build your vocabulary. We're going to use very simple examples and exercises to teach you the rules of grammar. All you have to do is try your best, remain consistent, do the exercises, memorize the vocabulary. The lessons are designed to be very short and simple. The last thing I want to mention is that this course is going to be a bit different from other courses on Ilm Institute Academy because this is going to be a gradual process of posting new lessons. All of the previous courses have been completed fully and then posted as an entire course. However, with this course, it is currently in development. But rather than wait a couple of months and then post the full course, I'm just going to post them 1 lesson at a time. And then in the end, inshallah, it will be a complete course and I will compile all the different lessons into 1 book. So until then, we're going to be taking it 1 lesson at a time. And every time I post a new lesson, I will announce it in the Telegram group. Or you can just check back periodically to your dashboard and see if a new lesson has been posted. So without further ado, let's get into lesson 1. Lesson 1. Types of words. There are 3 types of words in the Arabic language. Every single Arabic word will fall under one of the following 3 categories. Type 1. فعل. The فعل has both a complete meaning and a relation to time. What is meant by relation to time is that it has a past, present, or future tense. So for example, verbs. He wrote. He wrote has a complete meaning, but does it have a relation to time? Yes, it is in the past tense. He wrote, meaning he performed the act of writing in the past. It's something that already occurred. She is reading. This has a complete meaning. Does it have a relation to time? Yes, she is reading now in the present tense. They will travel. This has a complete meaning. What is the relation to time? Well, this is in the future. They will travel in the future. This is the future tense. And another example of the fi'l is the command. For example, commanding somebody to read, sit, stand, eat. These are all examples under the category of fi'l. So moving forward, the next thing we want to do is look at some examples and build our vocabulary. So the first four examples here that we have are all going to be in the past tense, and they're also going to be referring to the third person masculine. So we see in quotation marks, he blank, he went, he exited, he wrote, he studied. These are all examples of he doing an action in the past. Dhahaba, kharaja, kataba, darasa. So it's very important that you memorize each one of these vocabulary words. The next four examples are exactly the same, except instead of referring to he, we're going to be referring to she. So dhahaba, he went, turns into dhahabat, she went. All we did was we added the letter ta with a sukun at the end. And this is going to give you an idea about how the Arabic language works. All of these different vocabulary words that we are going over and that you're being asked to memorize, there is a particular reason. So inshallah, if you follow along, you will realize in the future why these examples were chosen. Kharaja, he exited, turns into kharajat, she exited. So you're going to want to memorize all of these vocabulary words, and then we're going to move on to the last section of this vocabulary list. And instead of referring to he or she, you're going to be referring to yourself, I. So dhahaba, he went, turns into dhahabtu, I went. Kharaja, he exited, turns into kharajtu, I exited. So this is not only building your vocabulary, but it's also giving you an idea about how the Arabic language works. The first four words that we learn, these all are just made up of the root. But then when we start conjugating it to refer to she or to I, we keep those same root letters. However, we might change a haraka here and there. We might add a letter here and there. So for the third person feminine past tense, we simply added a ta at the end with a sukun. But then for the first person past tense, when we are referring to ourselves, we changed the haraka on the third root letter to a sukun. Then we added a ta with a dhamma at the end. And as we move along, this is something that we are going to learn more about, all the different ways to conjugate. However, as I said, we're going to take it a step at a time and keep things simple. So for now, I just want you to memorize these 12 vocabulary words. And these all fall under the category of fi'l. They all have a complete meaning and they all have a relation to time. Type 2, ism. The ism has only a complete meaning and no relation to time. So think about how the ism differs from the fi'l. They both have a complete meaning. However, the fi'l has a relation to time. It has a past, present, or future tense, whereas the ism does not have a relation to time. So for example, nouns like student, boy, book, house, all of these have a complete meaning, but there's no past, present, or future tense. It doesn't have a relation to time. Adjectives as well. Big, heavy, intelligent, new. Complete meaning, but no relation to time. So there are many words that fall under this category, the ism. And we want to get started right away, taking a look at some examples and memorizing some vocabulary. So here we have names. Muhammadun, Aliyun, Khadijatu, Maryamu. These are all names. They all have complete meanings, but there's no relation to time. So they fall under the category of ism. People, such as mudarrisun, teacher, talibun, student. Things, qalamun, pen, kitabun, book. Places, masjidun, mosque, suqun, market. Adjectives, kabirun, big, qaribun, near. All of these fall under the category of ism. So you're going to want to memorize all 20 of these words. And then we have type 3, harf. The harf has an incomplete meaning by itself. So when we think back to the fi'l and the ism, both of those have a complete meaning. However, they differ regarding whether or not they have a relation to time. However, the harf, the third and final type of word in Arabic, it doesn't even have a complete meaning by itself. So that's what differentiates it. The harf has to be used with other words in order for it to really make sense and convey a meaning. So for example, prepositions: in, on, to, with, from. These words don't have a complete meaning on their own. If you just say from, in order for that to make sense, you need to use another word along with it. From where? From what? From the masjid. Okay, that makes sense. On. On what? On the table. So the harf has an incomplete meaning by itself. It needs to be used along with other words to make sense. So then we have some examples and vocabulary words to memorize. Ila, to, ala, on, min, from, fi, in. You want to go through, you want to memorize each one of these words. So in lesson one, you learned the three different types of words in the Arabic language. And then you were given examples of vocabulary words to memorize. So before moving on, you want to make sure that you understand the three different types of words in Arabic. And then you want to memorize these vocabulary lists. Once you do that, you can move on to the lesson one exercises. Lesson one exercises. A. Fill in the blank with the correct answer. So it's very important that you go through the exercises because this is going to let you know whether or not you really have learned the material. It's also a fun and challenging way to use different parts of your brain. It's going to force you to recall this information in different ways. So, for example, let's fill in the blank. There are blank types of words in the Arabic language. How many types of words? What did we say in lesson one? One, two, three. We said that there are three types of words in the Arabic language. We mentioned the fi'l, the ism, and the harf. Now, do we remember how to define each category of words? Well, let's see. The blank has only a complete meaning and no relation to time. What's the correct answer? Was it the fi'l, the ism, or the harf? Well, it was the ism that has only a complete meaning and no relation to time. The blank has both a complete meaning and a relation to time, a past, present, or future tense. Was that the harf or the fi'l? It was the fi'l. The fi'l has both a complete meaning and relation to time. The blank has an incomplete meaning by itself. Which one has an incomplete meaning by itself? That is the harf. So this helps give you a general overview of the types of words in Arabic. There are only three different types of words in Arabic. The ism has a complete meaning and no relation to time. The fi'l has a complete meaning and a relation to time, a past, present, or future tense. And the harf does not have a complete meaning on its own. B. Fill in the blank with the correct translation. So all of these fall under the category of fi'l. And these exercises have been designed to test whether or not you memorized the vocabulary. But also it's going to subtly point out different things regarding the fi'l. So this first row, it's just concentrating on the meaning. ذهب. He what? What does that word mean? ذهب. He went. Whereas the next row, it's focusing on who did the action. درست. Okay, we know studied. درست studied. He studied, she studied, or I studied. Which is it? Which ends with a ta that has a sukun? She studied. And then the third row, we only have the English translation, so we want you to be able to recall the Arabic. If you memorize the vocabulary, you will know that ذهبت, she went. So it's very important that you go through and you complete the exercises. C, fill in the blank with the correct translation. So now we want to focus on the ism. Did you memorize the vocabulary under the category of ism? Qalamun, what does that word mean? Mektabun, what does that word mean? This is simply a test of whether or not you memorize these words. Qalamun means pen. Mektabun means desk. So you want to go through and answer these. And then at the end, again, we want to see if you can recall the Arabic yourself. How do you say boy in Arabic? How do you say broken in Arabic? Well, if you memorize the vocabulary or if you go back and you check, you'll know that the way you say boy is waladun. So you're going to also want to make sure that you know how to write in Arabic. That's another way to help solidify the information in your head. Speaking, reading, listening, writing, all of this is going to help learn Arabic, inshallah. D, fill in the blank with the correct translation. So here we move on to the third type of word, harf. Did you memorize the vocabulary? An, what does that mean? Fi, what does that mean? You're going to want to write down the translation underneath. And then we see the last row. We have the English, but we want you to write down the Arabic. How do you say on? What is the harf in the Arabic language that means on? Which harf means from? And then finally, the last exercise we have, E, write the type of word underneath each of the following. So now, inshallah, you understand the meaning of each one of these vocabulary words. You memorize them. However, can you categorize them? Can you say which type of word each is? Is it a fi'l? Is it an ism? Or is it a harf? So take, for example, Khadijatu. Khadijatu. This is a name. Which part of speech would that be? It would be an ism. So you would write ism. So you want to go through and you want to complete all the exercises. You want to make sure that you're memorizing the vocabulary, that you're memorizing all the information. These lessons are short. They're simple. Anybody who really tries and dedicates their time should be able to do these. It might be a bit difficult at first. Some of you still might be struggling with reading, but it's just going to take practice. You're still getting used to reading a new language, to speaking, to understanding. But all you have to do is practice. Just be consistent, keep trying, make dua, and as long as you don't give up, inshallah, all of this is going to begin to make sense, and we're going to continue moving forward. We're going to build each lesson upon the other. We're going to keep building your vocabulary. And before you know it, inshallah, you are going to know and understand the Arabic language. It's as simple as that. Just do not give up, and please be consistent. Jazakum Allahu khairan. May Allah make it easy for all of you. May Allah bless all of you. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.